Oh, good morning, Roo. How are you today?
Very, very good. It's up and about, ready to get into another good day in Adelaide.
Yeah. Hey, footy fans, cricket fans, and just Adelaidians in general will be talking about Adelaide Oval this morning, I reckon.
Mm.
I want to get to the bottom of that a little bit later on. Increased prices.
Yeah, well, they're saying that the profitability of the whole Oval was down because of the lack of attendance. So it's an interesting question. Do you pass that on to supporters and fans who are already maxed out, or
I'm saying no. I reckon we all pay enough.
Just cop a loss.
No, I don't cop a loss, but get creative. Find other ways. Don't make the average person out there pay. They're already paying plenty.
All right, we'll find out more about that later on. Darren Chandler hopefully will join us and find out exactly the position they are at. Maybe that's the reason why they are building the hotel, just to try and get creative.
Mm.
Do you think?
Good comment by the editor of the paper today, the advertiser, saying, well, if you lowered the prices, maybe more people would go and maybe they'd spend more and you wouldn't have to build a hotel. There are other ways to look at these things, Roo.
Yes, I'm sure they are, Dits. We'll cover all those angles at 7 o'clock. We've got the metros. We've got Brad Ebert live from London. Plenty happening today.
Roo and Dits here on Triple M.
Roo and Dits, top three things you need to know.
Oh, we start with some very, very, very good news this morning, Roo.
Yeah.
How good's this?
Fantastic news. Rory and Belinda Sloan have had a little baby boy. How good's that? Sonny Leo. They've caught it. So great stuff for the couple who have been through a lot. And, you know, publicly with the loss of little Leo. Only, what was that, a year and a half ago?
It wasn't that long ago.
Yeah. So this is awesome news for a great couple, and hopefully everything continues to go well for them. So, yeah, little boy, Sonny Leo Sloan.
Yeah, well done to the Sloans.
So they kept that happen, I think it was yesterday morning at 7 o'clock.
Right.
Yeah, so, yeah, good luck to them.
Now, did that just sneak up on us, or it was the baby early, do you know? Or
I think, I'm just presuming it was early.
Yeah.
They
didn't realise they were sort of ready,
had it out early just to make sure it's all safe and sound and take the pressure off, because I could imagine they would have been just, under enormous pressure, hoping everything was going to go right.
Good
so
stuff.
It's just awesome news. Well done.
It
good
is stuff. Indeed. Hey, a bad story from overseas, Roo. In Iran, you'll see a photo in the press today and on all the news services. There's a young Aussie couple have been detained in Iran and locked up for spying. Now, as you know, countries like that and our country take spying very, very seriously.
What would you go to Iran for?
This is a young couple that just travel. They're travel bloggers, they're called, which, as you know, they just every day post different pictures and write different things about where they are. They're traveling around the world in a camper van.
Right.
And they sent a drone up just to take some photos. This is their story. Iran's accused them of spying, saying that they took photos of military bases and things. They've been locked up, and as they say, the menu's not too good in the Iranian prison. They reckon it is absolute hell. They can't get any diplomatic help. Their families aren't allowed to visit them, and they may be locked away for 10, 20 or 30 years. Like, no one knows. And now a third Australian, a young girl out of Melbourne, has also been locked up on espionage charges. And same thing, she can't get any help. And I heard a fella interviewed overnight who's been in one of these jails and says, I can tell you it is absolute hell. It's a nightmare. So really feel for these young Australians. If they're not guilty, I mean, we don't know, but we're presuming they're innocent. If they're just a young couple that travel around the world and like to take photos, terrible story.
Chucked a drone up to get a few shots and all of a sudden they're in the slammer.
Yeah.
Aren't they blaming the Iranians for the Saudi Arabia oil?
So
Trumpy's meeting with them.
So as you know, there are those people here in Australia in diplomatic circles saying that it's a bit of tit for tat, sort of, we'll just lock a couple of Aussies up just for the hell of it. And
Because that's got a fair bit to do with that, isn't it?
Yeah, but that's what people are suggesting. Mm. So
Dits, spare a thought for some workers over in Victoria yesterday. Overnight at a cattle breeding facility, they had a semen explosion.
Right.
Yes, 100 bull semen cylinders full exploded overnight, and they had to clean up the joint. 3 a.m. they had a fire after the explosion, and just cow semen everywhere.
What made it explode?
I don't know. What does make it explode? I don't know, but there was semen everywhere. It took 10... the blaze took 10 crews, 2.5 hours to get the blaze under fire, and then a major cleanup is underway. So
how do you collect that much semen in the first place?
Well, I think, suppose you have to go through the normal process of wherever you extract it.
Right.
So it wouldn't be the greatest job cleaning it up, I wouldn't have thought. So spare a thought.
I don't think it would be the greatest job extracting it.
Well, some people might like it, some people might not.
I'm sure the bulls do.
but anyway,
back for more all the time. Anyway, righto.
In seek.com.au, yeah. Semen cleaner. Urgently required.
Or extractor, because they'll need more now.
Extractors and cleaners.
Yeah.
Mm.
And bulls, if any bulls want to apply.
Yep.
Yeah. Anyway, Ruin Dits here on Triple
Thank
M.
Thank you very much.
What a goal! Ruin Dits Overnight Sports.
Toby Green will go to the tribunal tonight in a last-ditch effort to play this weekend.
Yep. They went there last night thinking they'd get off, and most people thought they'd get off.
Yep.
And he didn't get off.
Yep.
So they are appealing the decision for a one-match ban for unnecessary contact with the Eye region of Brisbane star Lachie Neale.
All right. Now, do you think he should get off?
I think he should get off. Absolutely okay. Should.
All right. So does Wayne Carey.
The hysteria around Toby Green is horrendous. It really is. Yeah. This is a guy who, yes, he's got some indiscretions in
18,
the past.
18.
Yeah, okay, so yeah. He's got 18 of them. Yeah. But you're not judged off what he did last week or the 17 before yeah. that. You're judging him off this incident right here, and that is not reportable. If Tom Hawkins gets 1 week for what he's just done, and you're comparing that to that, that is an absolute joke that Toby Green is going. And for all those people out there that are on their high horse and say, oh, he's got to get a week because of what he did last week, that is totally ridiculous.
Yeah, I agree with Duck. He should have got a week last week for grabbing Bondapelli's hair and doing what he did over there.
Yep.
But not this week. And I reckon he'll get off when they appeal it.
Well, I've got a question for you. How does the tribunal, in our eyes, I mean, everyone sees it differently, how do they get it wrong so often? You're an expert, because you know, and you're saying he should get off. Wayne Carey says he should get off. Everyone seems to think he should get off, except the tribunal.
Don't know, but it's a, and what he said about Hawkins, I mean, he punched a bloke in the side of the head and knocked him down, and he got one game.
Yeah.
And so what? Bloke,
so what does that deserve normally? About three games?
Well, he could have easily got a couple. Could have easily got a couple.
Yeah. Do you believe that finals there's a heavier toll if you get suspended for three games during the year? A final should be one game. Do you know what I mean?
Get a bit.
Yeah. Like missing a grand final is a far bigger penalty, isn't
it? Yeah, it is. So I think you got to make sure that they deserve it.
Yeah. Hey, just going around the grounds a little bit here. I like seeing who wins the best and fairest at each club. Sydney defender Dane Rampey won the Swans, the Bob Skilton
really?
Medal. Yeah.
Gee, I wouldn't have picked that.
Yeah.
He's a great player, but he had a funny season jumping on the goalpost and doing bits and pieces. So.
Yep. The Bombers yesterday, as we sort of mentioned earlier in the morning, made an announcement that John Worsfold will coach next year, but he's sort of preparing Ben Rutten to take over.
He is preparing for him to take over. He will take over in 2021. Now, we said a week or so ago we thought he was actually going to get the chop and truck take over, and there's been a lot of talk in this space.
Yep.
It's a big call, son. Truck will be the coach in 2021. So,
now,
obviously, they think he is the best man to take over in 18 months' time.
Some people think the Bombers were rushed into making that announcement yesterday because the Crows were circling Ben Rutten.
Yeah, look, that might be a thought, and that fits the landscape at the moment. But gee, if you're rushing in to do that, you're being a bit jumpy, aren't you?
Mm.
Do you think, Dits?
All right, West Coast veteran Chris Marston has parted ways with the Eagles. I reckon this is a surprise. He's a good player.
He is a good player, but they obviously want to just keep rejuvenating their list. And he would have, if he wanted to. They would have liked him to retire, I suggest.
Okay.
A bit in the way of Richie, like same as Richie Douglas here.
Yep.
But they want to keep rejuvenating their team. So, he'll probably get a gig with someone, maybe.
Fair enough. Adelaide United through to the semi-finals of the FFA Cup, beating Newcastle 1-0 overnight. So, well done to Adelaide United. My favourite story of the week, which we haven't touched on, the Brisbane Broncos lost 58-0 at the weekend. It's a record loss. Just got done. Did you see where half the team were out? At a Sydney pub until 11:30 the night before the game.
Oh, they only had to play at 4 in the afternoon.
You'd be happy with that if the Crows were out at a pub.
They weren't drinking.
Oh, well. Is that the good preparation
nah,
for?
It's not, but it's a different competition, that one, isn't it? So they weren't, apparently they weren't drinking and they were playing pokies. But one of the players didn't even know what time he was playing the next day. Right. He said to someone asked him and they said, oh, six, isn't it? No, it's four. But anyway, 58 zip was the result and none of them played well, apparently.
No, no. All right, that's our look at sport. Ruined it's on Triple M. Ruined it's here on Triple M. All thanks to Chemist Warehouse, the house of finals, Roo.
Oh, Ditz, I just heard something yesterday after we finished our show. I was out just doing a little bit more research and getting prepared for today, as we do.
It's the first, yeah.
Oh, I was just about to make out. Oh. We do a fair bit of work. Oh, but anyway, I was sitting around there listening to the open floor plan doing its best work
at
out
Triple
there.
M here.
At Triple M, yep.
No, there are no secrets.
No, there's no secrets. And I heard our content director, Our boss, Matt O'Reilly.
Right.
Who?
Father O'Reilly.
Father O'Reilly, got a couple of kids, but managed to go out till well past midnight Friday night with Alice just to make sure she was safe.
Yeah.
That's why, because he cares about his staff. But they were talking about their dogs.
Right.
Because obviously after Friday night, the next 48 hours are, homebound and in the bad books and spending a bit of time with the dog was about the only thing that would talk to them.
That's right. Exactly.
apparently, Matt, I heard him over, talking to one of the other staff members, was talking about when he's a bit hungover and when he's a little bit needy, just tends to take the shoes off and peels the socks back and just puts the foot on a little bit of a pedestal out there and his little dog comes over and starts licking between his toes.
No.
Now,
no,
what
come on.
Sort of sick individual allows their dog to give his little toes a little lickety lick, lick, lick?
Matt O'Reilly, can you defend this?
No.
What?
You can't let your dog lick your toes. That is RSPCA stuff.
It would be if I'd forced it to, but it just happened
it
one
likes
day,
it.
And now
oh,
it
so
it.
If the dog does
how did
it,
I make it lick my toes?
Is that your defence? You are now in a court of law. The dog licked it, so it's okay.
And it feels actually not too bad.
Oh no!
So you don't discourage it then.
You dare dig a deeper hole.
It's like a foot massage.
Oh, it feels okay. What, do you close your eyes or do you look at it?
I probably have been known to.
And then,
so you've got twin boys.
Yeah.
They now think this is normal behaviour. How old are they?
Dads are totally
No, so they're going to grow up for the rest of their lives. Their dog, when they grow up, their dog will be licking their feet.
This is how
things, dad did it.
This is how things get passed on to younger generations. You're aware of that.
But is it the worst thing they could take from
me?
Yeah,
it's not good.
I don't think it's great. Dad lets the dog lick his toes.
I don't think it's that bad. Ditz has got his dog watching him do the wild thing. That's
sorry?
That's disturbing, Ditz.
I don't invite it in. I don't force
it. Exactly. I've never done it either.
I think high-fiving it's a bit over the top. Is.
I told you. He actually holds up scores. No, but come on. Things that your dogs do, though, that are just disgusting.
You do sleep with your dog, don't you?
Oh, I love it. Very cuddly.
Is that normal?
No, a lot of people do. A lot of people do that.
Who's a lot of people?
I don't know. I haven't done a poll, but other people have told me.
I think spooning your dog is weird.
Why?
You do spoon your dog.
I love him.
Get the attention off me.
Now, you do kiss your dog too, don't you?
Yeah, but not on the lips. I just kiss it on the top of the head.
And you're paranoid about germs, yet.
Yeah, but I do wash my hands and everything afterwards. If I've patted my dog for a long time.
Do you wash your lips?
No, I guess I don't, no.
So the dog can roll around in dog turd and on the lawn and out in the dirt. No, because this is what happens. This is what spins me out. You're so you're much of a germaphobe that you kiss your dog.
Yeah, well, it's a fair point. Yeah, I don't know why.
And Alice, I've just found out, Matt, kisses her dog on the lips.
What is wrong with you people? See, I'm normal compared to you two.
Well, and dogs do.
Mine's just going near the feet.
Oh, no.
Dogs do tend to lick and do all sorts of things to all parts of their body and everything.
Do you know
that's how they clean themselves?
Can I tell you what object to?
Alice has got stuff on her lips.
Have you been to people's houses where they let the dog eat off the plate?
No.
That turns my stomach.
What do you mean eat off the plate?
Oh, well, you finish dinner and next minute they put the plate on the floor and the dog you know, tidies up the leftovers and things like that.
Or licks the plate.
Yep. Now, I know the plate goes in a dishwasher or gets washed, but I still think that's just not on.
It just puts you off a little bit.
Oh, yeah, I don't like that.
133353. What do you let your dog do, or what do you do to your dog, or just the
what do you do to your dog? Do we really want to go there?
No, but like, well, Matt lets the dog lick his toes. I mean, I'm talking about this sort of
stuff.
Does
it just end there, Matt? Does he just lick your toes?
He does.
Right. Yeah. Okay.
133353. We're after the sort of abnormal things. Ditz spoons his dog and sleeps with his dog and cuddles his dog. What do we got? We got a double to go and see the Screaming Jets and Rose Tattoo. They're at the Gov. This weekend, actually. Yeah, it is this weekend. This Friday and Saturday, double pass. See the Screaming Jets and Rose Tattoo live at the Gov this weekend. Give us a call.
Oh, the outrageous things that your dog does, or that you do with your dog.
Or you allow your dog to do it just because you think it's enjoying itself. Let's go to Manopara West. G'day, Barry.
Yeah, how you going, boys?
Good, Barry. Right. What can you share with us?
Well, it's my girlfriend. Her two dogs sleep on the bed, and I'm going to get woken up with a cold, wet nose on me bum all the time.
Oh, no. Oh, what? How does that go?
Starting to get used to it, but you get a bit of a shock every now and then.
What sort of dogs?
They're Tibetan something. They're little poodle-type things.
All right. Okay, so they're not big, bulky ones. That's a good start anyway. 133353. Tell us the funny things you let your dogs do or what you do to your dogs. We've got a double to go and see the Screaming Jets and Rose Tattoo this weekend at the Gov.
What does your dog do, Roo?
Let's go to Manopara. G'day, Darren.
Hey, mate. How are you?
What happens with your dog, mate?
It's actually a friend of mine who's got a dog, and you know, you go to some places where you can go, like a pet friendly place where you can sort of sit there and eat, and they were eating and they actually fed the dog off the fork but didn't continue on eating.
No.
Oh, what?
I know you don't like the plate thing, but that's a fork.
Well, not the same fork she was eating with.
The same fork.
That's a step too far for me. Yeah. Good on you, Darren. That's the sort of gold we're after. Let's go to Point Turton. G'day, Ricky.
Hey, how you going, Ruth?
We're getting a couple of calls from over that way lately, Ditz, aren't we? Point Turton.
Yep.
Yeah. What do you do?
I can't wait for Ditz to give me the bit of the info on Boney too.
Well, we'll save that for off air, all right?
Right. Okay. Righto, Ricky. What do you do with your dog?
I've got a red heeler, and as you get a bit of age on you, like you know Ditz, you just knock yourself around on your skin, and I'll have a cut there, and then next minute she'll be there sniffing it and cleans it all up, licks it, and yeah. So
you save getting the betadine out, do you?
Yeah, mate. I was getting firewood in yesterday, and I just knocked it, and she came and sat beside me on the couch and just started cleaning it up. I went,
there you go. You don't need a nurse at your joint, Ricky. No. Well done. Thanks for that,
Roo. What about I've got a border collie, so it's got a lot of white markings on it. And let's say you're out and it's raining, and he'll roll in the mud or whatever and dirty, and then 20 minutes later he's absolutely spotless clean. They lick themselves clean or something, don't they?
I don't know.
Dogs are just amazing at, and so again, they do all this with their mouth, don't they? And then
people
kisses it on the lips.
Yeah, it's good, isn't it? Let's go to Shido Park. G'day, Brad.
G'day, mate. How are you?
What do you do with your dog?
Oh, I've actually got my dog included in my new job employment contract.
What do you mean?
Oh, come on. What do you mean?
I got relocation expenses for it covered.
Where are you relocating to?
Ditch, you're going to love this.
Yeah.
To the lovely Melbourne region in New Zealand.
Oh, magnificent. That's where they make the world's best Sauv Blanc. Well, second best. Adelaide Hills makes the best. The world's second best Sauv Blanc. What are you going to do over there?
I'm going to fix airplanes.
Oh, good on you.
Wow.
And the dog's going as well.
Yeah, the dog gets to come along.
Oh, how good's that?
See, that's the sort of stuff we're doing these days. With employment.
And good luck over there.
Yeah, good stuff. Let's go to Collingswood, is it, Sean?
Yeah, good morning.
What do you do with your dog?
It's not my dog, it's my sister-in-law's dog.
What does she do?
She cooks dinner every night.
No. Tell her there's dog food at the supermarket.
No, and then she actually just lets it cool in the pot, and then it eats it out of the pot.
Oh, no.
What?
No. You can't do that. All right. Yeah. Sure. People that cook for their dogs, they're just a bit different.
Let's go to Hillbank. G'day, Lauren.
Hi.
What do you do?
My partner and I take our dog, he's a husky, through the KFC drive-thru and buy him chicken nuggets with our meal.
Oh, come on, Lauren.
No way.
And when on the way home, we're feeding them to him in the back seat while we're driving.
Oh, Lauren.
Does he like the dipping sauce
as
well?
Yeah, what sort of sauce?
No, we don't get any sauce.
Now, tell me this, Lauren, does the dog know, like, can it see that you're pulling into KFC? Does it get excited?
Yeah, we pull him to the window so the people in there can see and they fuss all over him and, yeah, he loves it.
Does he order himself? Like, to speak into the...
No.
No, he doesn't. All right.
Thanks, Lauren. That might be the best one I've heard, going through KFC.
Yep. Lauren, you can have a double to go and see the Screaming Jets and Rose Tattoo.
Take the dog.
Yeah, take the dog if you're good enough.
KFC on the way.
They're at the Gov this Friday and Saturday night. Tickets at OzTix. If you want to go and see them, go to OzTix.
And Lauren, if you can't be bothered going down to the cave, get Uber Eats for your dog as well. Just KFC will deliver, won't they?
Yeah, 24 nuggets, please. Yeah. Beautiful.
Hey, speaking of food, Roo, in a moment, we're going to head down to the Adelaide Oval, talk to Darren Chandler. You see, they're going to raise the prices of all the food and beverage down at the Oval because they're not making enough money. How will this go down with the fans? We'll find out in just a moment. Roo and Ditts on Triple M. Here on Triple M with Roo and Ditts, Roo, just reading where prices are to increase at the Adelaide Oval for food and beverage.
Yeah, Kevin Skuse yesterday told a parliamentary inquiry that poor performances had led to a lack of patrons coming through the turnstiles. Up to 50,000 people less have gone to football this year. Cricket crowds are down by 11,000 as well. So less crowds means less money and less revenue and less profit.
Well, I think the good news in this then is that if next year, if both Port Adelaide and the Crows finish first and second on the ladder, they'll drop all the prices.
Right.
Won't they?
Well, you better ask the man in charge.
Well, let's
down
find
there.
Out. General Manager of Operations Commercial at Adelaide Oval, Darren Chandler. Good morning, Chance.
Morning, Ruke.
Is there a chance then? Is there a chance that'll happen? I mean, if we have a good year, surely you can drop the prices then.
Well, I think we need to put this all in context. But we all know that in every business, and it's no different from every stadium around the country, that our prices go up every year. And we pay more for our food and beverage, that for our goods we bring in. We pay more for labour this year. The total percentage was about 3.3% that it went up. We actually put our prices up by 1.5%. So we're actually going back year on year. We're obviously looking at, again, what we do for next year, and we haven't made a final decision on that, but we're very mindful that, our costs are going up by, again, over that 3% mark, and we're very mindful of trying to keep it as low as we possibly can. In saying that, we mentioned about crowds, and I think Kevin's remarks yesterday have certainly been taken out of context. If you look at crowds and increases in crowds, Brisbane this year, they've had their 70,000 people increase in crowds this year.
Yep.
Their beer is $10.30. And Melbourne have gone down 120,000 people this year in their crowds, and Carlton have gone up 150,000. Now, all that tells me the most important thing in terms of people coming to footy is team performance.
Yep.
It does. But when I don't know about comparing prices actually makes anything better for us, though, Darren. And I'm not having a crack at you. I know you're just trying to present the case. But if you pay $10.40 for a beer at the Gabba, that's still too much. It's way too much to be getting a plastic cup of warm beer that you spill half of when you get back to your seat. And what we're paying at the Adelaide Oval, it is actually too much for the average person out there.
Oh, look, it's a challenge. But I guess that's the stadium environment we live in. The cost of running stadiums, as we've been through previously, is extremely high, and it gets higher every year. We've got a business model in place that we've got to make work and be able to make sure we keep Adelaide Oval in the in the state that we all love here in South Australia. And that's the exact reason why we're looking to do other ventures such as the Adelaide Oval Hotel, so that we can actually hopefully absolutely minimise any of these price rises, and that's we're certainly committed to that.
So when someone like Ditz says, well, you've got to get more creative with the way your costs are and the way you do things, and then you've just answered the question, I know, with your hotel, what other ways are you trying to get smarter to keep the cost down and keep the profitability of the Oval at a sustainable level?
Oh, look, we spend a lot of time trying to be as efficient as we possibly can, you know, putting in different systems, trying to minimise staff wherever possible. I mean, our casual wages is probably our biggest cost. I mean, it's a very big stable.
It's most businesses' biggest cost now, isn't it?
Correct. And when that goes up by 3%, and that's out of our control, that's a real challenge. So
yep.
We've got to find efficiencies as best we possibly can throughout the business. That's not easy. We think we work a very efficient stadium as it is. So, we're continually looking at that. And if we can do that and minimise costs, then obviously... we don't have to pass as much on to the consumer.
How much did your electricity bill go up for 12 months, just as a query? This is a question without notice. Do you know?
I'm not sure off the last 12 months, but over the last 4 or 5 years, it's been extreme. I mean, it's doubled or tripled. It's been enormous. So, that has settled a little bit in the last 12 months, but it's extremely high. There's just the cost to maintain the facility is enormous.
Mm. All right, Chance, thanks for joining us. And I think it's just inevitable. As he said, things go up every year, and I guess it's difficult. Every stadium in the world does it. Can I just give you an example, though? I've just Googled a Villies pie. If I go to Villies, it's $4 for a Villies pie.
Yep.
What will we pay at the Adelaide Oval for a pie?
$5.80.
All right, so $4 as opposed to $5.80. If you go to Cafe de Villies, I'm not giving them an ad here, by the way. I'm just trying to make a comparison. Go there on a Friday night.
Any bakery.
Friday night.
Oh, Friday night.
Saturday.
Yep. Okay.
Or Sunday. Any of those.
So,
they've got wages over and above because it's weekend rates.
Yep.
But the pie's still $4. And so they've got costs as well to stay open on weekends and have people baking through the night and whatever. So why is Adelaide Oval different?
Because it's a $1 billion stadium and they got massive overheads there.
Right.
And they got security costs and they got their power bills would have went up, Dits.
So would Villies. Their power bill would go up.
Yeah, but we're talking about a massive power bill here at Adelaide Oval with lights and everything. It's gone through the roof.
All right, but amortise that
I'm
over.
I'm not sticking up for me. I'm just trying to get a balanced argument.
And I'm just trying to argue on behalf of what supporters might say listening this morning. If there are 40,000 people at the Adelaide Oval, you amortise it over 40,000 people.
Yeah, that's what they are doing. That's what they are doing with every pie they buy and every beer they buy. It is amortised.
Someone's getting some numbers wrong somewhere. It doesn't stack up to it from where I sit.
You reckon they're doing their numbers wrong?
As I say, if you can't make money out of 40,000 people going to an event every week, let's say an average figure of 40,000, 35,000 probably averages out to, there's something wrong somewhere. Aren't the numbers all relative? How many people would be sitting in a Villies cafe on a Friday night compared to the number of staff, compared to how many people sit at the Adelaide Oval on a Saturday night compared to the number of staff?
I think you're comparing a stadium to a small cafe.
Yeah, but again, by comparison, a cafe to Villies, their power bill to run through the night to be baking their products would be quite astronomical too, by comparison.
Yep. Look, it's a tough one. I can guarantee if I was sitting in their shoes, the last thing I'd want to be doing is putting the price of food and drink up at the moment because you'd have to put your mouth guard in and you're going to get slammed.
Mm.
It'd be the last thing they want to do.
Mm.
So hopefully, and you'd have to give them the respect that they deserve, that they are looking at every single measure to reduce costs. They'd have to because I know the clubs are all hammering them as well because they don't want to pay more. Otherwise, they can't get people to go to the game.
Yeah, fair enough. All right, good discussion. Ruined it's here on Triple M. Ruined it's here on Triple M.
Oh, Ditz, I was lucky enough on the K's for Kids walk to share a fair bit of time with Flack on the weekend.
One of our metros here.
One of our metros who will be in later for metros and also comes in to give us the Bachelor updates as well.
Yep.
We had a good walk, didn't we, Flack? Welcome to the show.
Thank you. How'd you pull up? Well, my shins were the most painful for the couple of days after, but other than
that,
okay.
Gone a bit shinny.
Yeah.
Shin sore.
Righto.
Shin splints.
You might have to get out the paddock for a little while.
Yeah.
Now, I just got to share this story, and I don't know if I need to apologise to you, Ditz, or not.
Why, Ditz?
So, I've been selling some stuff on Gumtree, and I got a phone call and the bloke called me, and I missed the call. And obviously, my phone says, hey, I work at Triple M. Anyway, he messaged me on Gumtree, said, can I come pick it up? Said, yep. He comes and picks up the stuff. He gives me the money. I give him the stuff. I said, hey, thanks very much. Have a good day. And he walks away going, hey, thanks very much, Dits.
What?
Take that as you will, but he thought that I was Chris Dittmar.
Fair enough.
From Triple M.
Bloody hell. Now, the only thing, that's fine. Now, the only thing is, right, you're about 5'2" and rotund.
Yeah.
Which is, and I'm not picking on you, but
he's ginge.
He's very ginge, yeah. The only thing I'm worried about is what you get up to weekends and out at night. And if people are going, gee, Dits is on fire over there. Buddy. That's the only concern I've got, because I know a bit about your lifestyle.
Yeah,
but so if you're out there moonlighting as me, this is a...
Moonlighting, just on this,
Kate sometimes sits with me and goes, what did you get up to last night? And I think, where's she going with this? So clearly people are going to Kate saying, geez, your husband was out last night on the bloody tiles.
Kenny dance.
Crikey.
This is the best thing that's ever happened to me. I mean, not for you, because people think you're a short, fat redhead. But for me, I can start getting some stuff my way.
Oh, go for it. Go your hardest,
I'm going to go into solitaire. G'day, guys. I'm Chris Dittmar.
This will not open up any doors for you. It'll close quite a few.
Do we actually want to ask what you were selling on Gumtree?
Before you get to that, funnily enough, about a month ago, my oldest son rang me on a Friday night. What are you doing? This is how we started the conversation. I went, oh, yeah, hello, Tommy. He goes, what are you up to? I said, oh, sitting home on the couch. No, you're not. He's absolutely screaming down the phone. He goes, who's the blonde bird you're with at the Hilton? I said, what? Anyway, I'm sitting next to Kate on the couch, luckily. And I said, Tom, I'm sitting here with Kate. He goes, no, you're not. So I hand the phone to Kate. And she goes, g'day, Tom, how are you going? We're sitting here watching TV. And then he went, oh, okay. Now, this all starts to add up. So you were obviously at the Hilton doing something.
I was at the Hilton.
There you go.
Beautiful. There you go.
But also, I felt bad for you, Dits, because I've got a 10-year-old ute and a small 2-bedroom house. So the bloke's probably thinking,
doing it a bit rough,
Dits. Poor Chris Dittmar's not doing well.
Hasn't put any away for a rainy day.
Yeah.
Former world champion.
I don't know if I feel sorry for you or not, Flack. I think I do.
Oh, okay. Thank you.
Good story, Flack. Thanks for sharing that with us. You happy, Dits?
Yeah,
real happy. Hey, we've got a grand final.
Kate, if you're listening, all the bad stories you hear about me, it was Flack.
Yeah, that's the good news out of this one, Dits. You now got an alibi. Let's go. We've got a grand final competition. We've got tickets to the grand final to give away very shortly.
Hey, Roo, as you know, Trevor Long's just been OS for the launch of, what's it called, iPhone 11,
that
I think.
Exactly right, yes.
And he knows everything there is to know about phones. And we were just chatting here the other day. Alice calls these iPhone hacks. And the word hack means, I didn't know this, but in this modern
lingo,
it means tricks, things you can learn on your phone, things that you didn't know it could do.
Yeah, because Mel, the button pusher, just told us an unbelievable one the other day.
Right, what's your little...
Yeah.
Because I'm mocking me. So if you're typing a text message and you've got big clunky thumbs like mine, you know how it's hard to get your cursor where you need to go if you need to make a correction?
Yes.
If you just hold down the space bar on your iPhone's keypad,
right,
you can easily navigate your cursor exactly where you... It's
Like a mouse, sort of.
Very similar, like a touchpad, yeah.
Yeah.
Now, did you discover this accidentally or...?
I think I read a little list of hacks and went, it's changed my life. Because I used to have to redo text messages.
Well, I found one the other day. Someone told me, but if you're charging your iPhone, if you put it in airplane mode, it charges twice as quickly.
Really?
Yeah. So if you're in a hurry and you need it charged, put it on plane mode and it will charge quicker.
Thanks, Dits.
Righto, let's get the expert on. Trevor Long, good morning.
You've nailed a couple of the good ones there.
Righto.
Absolutely.
All right. Now, what else have you got for us, Trevor? What can we do with our phones?
A lot of people worry about the battery, right? So they reckon their battery is absolutely draining during the day. Well, here's one of the ways to fix that. You turn off Wi-Fi and Bluetooth during the day when you're not using them. Most people need Wi-Fi when they're at home and Bluetooth when they're in the car.
Yeah.
You turn off Wi-Fi and Bluetooth. Think about this. Your phone is constantly looking for Bluetooth and Wi-Fi to connect to. It's just going, where's some Wi-Fi? It's just constantly looking for Wi-Fi. You'll get like an extra hour of battery life.
Right. Awesome idea, because my batteries do go, don't they? So that'll save a heap straight away.
It will. It'll give you a bit of extra time of your day. Now, one of my favourite, and this is a little bit more complex than most, but trust me, it's a game changer. Think of all the things you type regularly. So yeah. Your name, your phone number, your email address. Someone says, what's your email? You've got to type it all out. In the settings of an iPhone, under the keyboard, there's a setting called text replacement. And what you do is you type that common thing. So let's say I type my email address, and then you come up with a three-letter combination that'll remind me of my email address. So mine, it's TLE, Trevor Long email, TLE.
Yeah.
And so when you text me and say, what's your email? I just type TLE and boom, my whole email address appears.
Right, I just slow down a bit. How did you get to that point to do that?
Settings.
Yeah. What was the keyboard, next one? Settings.
Keyboard.
Yeah. Keyboards.
Right.
Have you found it? Text replacement.
I don't know. Where's keyboards?
Sorry. Can we just play a long song while we're
all right.
Yeah,
all right.
American Pie. We'll get it sorted.
Okay, good. Done. Thank
and
you.
And then text replacement.
Text replacement.
Like, you can type your whole address and it'll change.
Right. Now, Johnny has just emailed us, wants to know, is it true, Trevor? He's been told that if you don't close your apps, you're draining the battery. So So that's false,
not true. That is a falsity. You know, you see people swiping up to kill all their apps.
Yep.
It actually does nothing.
Makes no difference.
Nothing at all. I've spoken to Apple engineers about that.
Okay.
It does nothing.
All right. There you go, Johnny.
But GPS is another one. You know, if you're enabling GPS for a huge range of apps that you don't need, like I don't need GPS on Maps. What do I need GPS in Facebook for? And again, GPS, I don't want to break it to you, it stands for Global Positioning Satellite.
Mm.
Your phone is communicating with space. You don't think that takes up some battery life?
Right.
So that's a kicker. And the other one is your screen brightness.
Ah.
You pull that down,
mm.
if you've got your screen at 100% brightness, it is pushing through your battery.
Right.
Just pull it down to 50% and you'll add a whole bunch of time in your day.
Wow, this is a whole new world, this is.
No, this is good. Beautiful.
All right. Can I ask a question now? Something totally different from iPhone. Sorry, just before we let you go. I said this before we got you on. With my computer, I had a bad day yesterday. I went to turn my computer off and it said, do not turn off your computer, installing updates. I thought, how long is this going to take? I actually had to go out. I was in a rush and I needed to bring my computer with me. So, but don't turn it off. And then the other thing that happened to me yesterday is I was typing out an important document and a box came up and said, this computer will shut down in 2 minutes, 30 seconds. I thought, why? Now, my question to you, Trev, when you're talking to your Apple bloody technicians over there in Silicon Valley, please, please come up with a way that they can send me all of these things while I'm asleep. Why wouldn't they send it down the line or through the cloud or through the ether?
Windows computer?
Sorry?
Was that a Windows computer or an Apple computer?
Windows.
Yeah, well, so I can't talk to Apple technicians about it because it won't help.
No,
they don't do that, right?
Windows
is annoying, right? It does that. So you've got to go deep into the settings, and I can't even tell you directly where it is. You've got to go deep into the settings and turn off automatic updates, which is then annoying because then you're not kept fully safe and secure. So the problem is you actually need to have your computer on more because essentially it's doing it at an immediate moment when it's on. It's like, I've got to do these updates. And you just want to get out.
Yeah.
But yeah, no, it's...
So
it's
Apple don't do these updates. Is that what you're saying?
You're not comparing Apple's...
Well, they do the updates, but Apple just give you a little notification that continues to come up, and you've got to push the update through. They rarely do that whole, we're shutting down on you right now.
So who do I ring? Is it Bill Gates or who? Who do I get on to?
Oh, well, he's not there anymore. Satya Nadella is the new CEO of Microsoft. I'll give you his number. You can have a chat.
I'm
sure he'd love to take your call.
All right. Good on you, Trev. Plenty of handy hints there for your iPhone, right?
Yeah. I'm just.
Have you found that keyboard
thing? Yeah, I found it now. Right. I'm just trying to get it sorted. Thanks, Trev.
Ruined. It's here on Triple M. Oh, hello on this Wednesday morning, Ruin. Some great news overnight.
Yeah, exactly right. Rory and Belinda Sloan have given birth to a little baby boy.
Yep.
Sonny Leo Sloan. Yeah. So brilliant stuff. After having a few troubles over the last couple of years, they've got a beautiful little healthy boy. So unbelievable news, great news, and hopefully a sign of things to come.
And he went running out of the ward. He took a couple of bounces, apparently, down the hallway. And and they're trying to catch him.
Let me out of here. I'm ready to play next year. Pick me up in the draft.
Nah, well done to the Sloans. Great news, it really is. Ruined, it's here on Triple M.
Metro's up next.
Ruined, it's here on Triple M.
Triple M. Roll up your chinos, put wax in your hair, smash some avocado and grab a protein shake. It's time for the Metros on Ruined Dits for Breakfast.
Now, the boys are in Flack Nails and Fabio. How are you, boys?
Good, yeah, boys.
Hey, boys. Yeah, all right. Now, Rui, we were talking to the Angels the other day about expensive outfits, weren't we?
Yeah, we were talking to them about, say, they go and spend $400 on a beautiful dress and wear it to a, you know, important function, and then they'll either sell it for $200, they'll either never wear it again because they're worried because it's been on Instagram and everyone knows they'd wore it, and, you know, they're worried about what, how they'd be perceived from people after that if they happen to wear a dress twice. Surely you guys don't get put off by a girl that wears a dress on numerous occasions, Nails?
No, I don't think so, boys. I mean, I don't know what you guys are like, but yeah, more often than not, you wouldn't even realise if they'd worn the same dress twice, unless it was you know, a super colourful one that stood out or something. You might remember it, but yeah, I think that's ridiculous. I mean, us boys, we have our three or four shirts that we just circulate on repeat. So, yeah.
Wasn't it Karl Stefanovic wore the same suit every day for a year? Do you remember he did that?
Yep. Oh, did he?
Yep.
Yeah, to prove a point.
Yeah, right.
And then what he did, he said at the end of the year, he then announced it, said, well, I've just worn the same suit every day for a year and no one's made one comment. Wow. And he was trying to make the point that, yeah, a girl wears a dress again and everyone goes, she's already worn that.
Yep.
That's amazing.
What do you think, Fabio?
I'm with Carl on that one.
A girl's a bit jumpy about wearing things twice.
Yeah, but I don't think they should put the focus on us boys. I reckon it comes from the girls.
Ah, yeah. Yes.
So you think about it. You'd be walking down the street with, say, some girlfriends or whatever, and the amount of times they check out other girls, not in a sexual manner or whatever it might be, more to, like, say, oh, she looks good, or, you know, compare or whatever.
Critiquing
I think that's
them.
Where it comes from, yeah.
Mm-hmm. No, not I'd us. Agree with that. I'd agree
so
with
girls
that.
Are hard markers.
Yeah.
Yeah, righto.
What do you think, Flacco?
Oh, look, I will notice if she's worn it before.
Oh, come
but
on.
But, oh, no, it's not a big
well,
deal.
Because you're always on Instagram
yeah, but,
looking at women.
Yeah, but I...
well, is that how you know?
Yes, that's exactly okay, what I'm righto. Doing. Look, they can wear it again, but I suppose it, for a $400 dress, you want to get your wear out of it, don't you?
Yeah.
You know, one wear is not worth... That's not a good return on investment.
They go and rent it out and do stuff like that.
Yeah, exactly right. So yeah. I think it's okay to wear, and I think you're right, Fabio. It's... Sorry to say, it's the girls who are critiquing more than us.
All right, a story's come up here in the office, Rue, about fellas stalking their exes on things
no
like
names.
Instagram. No names.
No names.
Instagram and Facebook. Is this the done thing? You check out your ex-girlfriends or do they check you out?
Both.
Really?
Yeah. So,
for what reason?
There's been a couple of times where my ex has popped up in my story. So she's clicked on my story and
what
watched
do you mean
it.
Story?
Yeah, what's the story?
She's
what?
Bit of education here, I think, Flack.
All right.
So, what social media is this?
So there's Instagram.
Yeah.
Instagram.
And instead of just putting up a post, you put up a story post and it only lasts for 24 hours.
Right.
And it tells you who watches the story.
Right.
And
what is it, a video or something?
Yeah, video or a photo. And it comes up and there's been a notification that she's watched my story a couple of times.
Right.
And I'm like, oh, okay.
By accident.
Well, mate, we're not even friends. She doesn't even follow me. So she sought me out to have a look.
Oh, right.
And I've done the same to her. So there you go.
All right, but is it the dumb thing?
Yeah, it's pretty standard to go searching.
Check out the ex.
Yeah.
All right.
Stalk them on all forms of social media.
Stalk them.
I shouldn't use stalk. That's the right word.
Nails.
Yeah, I mean, I've still got my ex across, you know, all social media platforms. So, yeah, you obviously see her posts come up on Instagram or with the stories and whatnot, Flack. And, yeah, certainly have a look and
you
see what's happening
terms,
in their life.
You left on good terms, though, didn't you?
Yeah, left on good terms, Rue. So, yeah, no dramas there. I'm happy to see
what's going
on.
I think you said dodged a bullet last time. Last time
Stop
we talked
that up,
about
did
her.
You kill him?
Kids, you are a great mate to many people.
That's what he said last time we mentioned her.
Yes, and it was a slip of the tongue. Yeah. Don't just keep ramming it down her throat. She's her dad.
I'm never going to live that one down.
Nail's ex-father-in-law listens to the show.
Right. And Fabio?
Yeah, so I've had a little notification recently from my ex, and we're not friends or anything. After we broke up, I said, look, let's just give it some time and unfollow and whatnot. But I was kind of glad it happened because time heals all, you know?
Yeah.
And yeah, we're still talking and whatnot. And
nothing's back.
Nothing will happen.
You're
I can guarantee
chase
that.
Chase her again?
Nah, she doesn't live here. She's up the Gold Coast again. Yeah,
Gold Coast.
Meter maid, yeah.
Yeah,
not kidding. Yeah. So, right, yeah.
Let's stalk her. Stalk her. Come on.
Yeah, right. What's her handle?
Yeah.
No, seriously, what's her handle?
All right. Thanks, fellas.
Thanks, boys.
Rue and Ditz here on Triple M. Rue, I just want to go back to Monday night, and I just want to say thank you to everyone at the Campbelltown Rotary Club.
What were you doing at the
debut.
Campbelltown Rotary
well,
Club?
I've never been to a Rotary meeting before, ever. And anyway, a friend of mine, someone you know.
Are you joining?
No. They asked me to come along and speak, be a guest speaker.
What?
very, I felt very important. So I went along.
What,
and
a room full of Italians? And
no, it wasn't Italians. No, it was all sorts of
Campbell
people there.
Town.
Yeah, well, it's in that area, but Italian. Really nice people. Anyway, I was amused. No, I was slightly amused because the bloke said to me, I said, because I get a bit nervous speaking, so I had to have a couple of wines just to relax the nerves. Started
what
at lunchtime.
What time was this chat?
Was it about 7:30 at night? So I always have a couple, as you know, you've seen me speak before, I do get a bit anxious. Couple of wines in. Anyway, I'm sitting with this fella and I wanted to know what I was up for, what I was in for. And I said,
what were you talking about?
Tell me, you know, who've been your most recent speakers, you know, and, you know, just want to know what sort of standard. And he said, oh, the bloke here last week spoke about fire hoses. Don't laugh. No, this is serious.
Fire hoses?
Yeah, they had a fella come in talk about fire safety and hoses. Okay, and I think the week before someone talked about his career in the fire brigade, the 2 weeks he was there. And he said, someone the week before, a lady came and talked about pottery or something. What? Don't laugh. This is the Rotary Club of South
Pottery
Australia.
And then dits.
And so, I'm not being disrespectful to them, but I relaxed a little bit. I thought, okay, well, they haven't sort of had Winston Churchill in or something deliver a magnificent speech.
Where are you going with this?
So he then said to me, he said, don't be disappointed if a couple of people fall asleep.
Oh, no.
Right? What?
What do you mean they'll fall asleep?
He said, well, some people nod off. He said, you know. Anyway. So I thought, all right. So that's made me feel a bit better because then if I do see people fall asleep, I know that it happens here normally. Anyway,
confidence
I get through my chat, talk about me, you know, my life. It was pretty interesting.
7:30, they're falling asleep.
Yeah. There's a few older people in the room. But then he said to me, afterwards I sit down, I thought, well, that went okay. He said to me, well, no one fell asleep. So I thought, right, well, I have done a good job.
I've absolutely nailed
this. No one nodded off. I thought, there's a feather in my cap. But anyway, no, thank you to everyone at Campbelltown Rotary. And what I like about them.
Hang on. Didn't you do a talk somewhere else where you had a bit of bad feedback?
Yeah, well, my confidence had been dented. I hadn't done a guest speaking thing for years because if anyone's listening from the Kadena Football Club, I just want to say a very good morning to you because a few years ago, Roo, this is going back a while, but Terry Lindblom from Vegas Promotions rang me and said, Kadena Football Club, we've got a gig for you on Tuesday night, whatever it was. He said, Neil Curley is the guest speaker and you. I went, okay. And I think at the
King
time it was like $500 or something, which, you know, going back years ago was good
bloody
cash for me.
Great money.
$500 to hear me speak. Unbelievable. Mm. Anyway.
Did you declare it?
So, of course I did. So I drive to Kadena on this Tuesday night at the football club, and on about the, the following Wednesday, about a week later, Terry Lindblom rings me from Vegas Promotions. He says,
another gig?
He said, yeah, that's what I thought. Another gig. He goes, look, he said, I've got a bit of bad news. He said, Kadena have asked for their money back. Now, if you think I'm making this up, this is true. And I laughed. I said, oh, yeah. Anyway, I said, what have
they
you really thought?
They asked for their money back.
He said, no. He said, they're really disappointed. They actually want their $500 back.
Oh, what?
And I said, you've got to be kidding. He goes, no.
What did you do?
I don't know. And I didn't do anything wrong, but clearly I was no good. Oh. So the Campbelltown Rotary Club has put my confidence back, you know, sky high, because I had, by the Kadena experience, I'd been a little bit dented and a bit, you know, shell-shocked.
Anything else happened at the Rotary Club?
No, that was about it. No.
Okay.
Yeah.
You were heading somewhere before I cut you off.
No. I just thought I got through it and I just wanted, what I wanted to say was how good Rotary are. I think there's 35,000 people in South Australia that are members of Rotary. And as you know, Roo, they go out every week and do things for the community.
Oh,
they're
massive in the country.
So thank you for listening to me and not falling asleep on Monday night.
And if you can just find out who they've got on next week. So they've got Fire Hose Man.
Because they've got Pottery. Because they've got a big act to follow.
Ditch.
Whoever that poor person is following me next week.
We got someone on knitting
and
next week.
And a very good morning to everyone in Kadena as well. Love you. Great football club.
Oh, that was awesome.
And I hope you've used my $500 wisely.
Be careful. They may fall asleep.
Hey, Roo, just the daily update on the coach situation, please. The next one I've got for you, the favourite today, apparently, Nathan Bassett.
The hound dog.
Yeah, odds on, they reckon. Nathan I've been Bass. Told, in fact, I got a tweet yesterday or whatever you call it, a message saying definitely we'll get the job.
Definitely we'll get the job.
So what's your response
what happened
to that?
Scotty Burns?
No, that was yesterday. New day today.
Oh, he's coached premierships, Bass.
Yeah.
He's back-to-back at Nord.
Yeah.
Down at...
This just requires a yes or a no, please. A yes or a no. Nathan Bassett, the favourite for the job.
Oh, he's in the mix. He'll be in the mix.
In the mix. Don't give us that political jargon.
What do you want? A running commentary.
I do.
I don't give you running commentaries.
Come on.
No running commentaries here.
All right. So that's it. That's all you got to say.
Yeah, good fella.
Damien Barrett has had a bit to say about it.
The coach, the way I read it now, is pretty important to what's going on with the Crows. Uncertainty that's now been there for some time and the decisions that players got their heads around as 2019 unfolded, no matter where the club finished in the on the ladder, and as we know, it ended up being not in the finals. It's going to take a lot now to get those guys out of that headspace where a future is better for them.
What was he saying then?
Oh, yeah, it's your choice to play it.
Bloody hell, that's confused the hell out of me.
Coach is pretty important. Yeah. I was thinking about saving the money and doing without one, actually. That'll fix the self-cap.
Yeah, that'll be different. Coach. Yeah. All right. Thanks, Roo. Thanks for nothing.
That's
this morning.
Right.
Anyway, Nathan Bassett, great the favourite today. Yeah, thanks. Ruined it's on Triple M.
Triple M. Ebert leans back. Slots the goal.
On Bruin Dits, it's Port Adelaide's Brad Ebert.
Ebert
takes the mark.
Ebert.
Oh, Roo, this morning we're going international.
Yeah, not to China either.
No, the world traveller. Brad Ebert, how are you, mate, Brad?
Yeah,
did I say Brad Ebert?
Going very well. Jeez, good start, mate.
Sorry.
I thought I was on the
jet lag. Whereabouts are you?
Hey, mate, I'm over in London at the moment, actually. So, Beck and the family, and the kids and I jumped on a plane last week and came over here for a few weeks.
What are you doing over there? You've been to the cricket?
Yeah, mate. Actually, stuck a day in on Saturday, so that was awesome. And then Beck's got some family over here, so we've got a week and a bit in London and then heading up north and catching up with them. They're just south of Manchester, so we've got a week and a bit with them. The grandparents are still alive and they're, you know, the granddad's in his 90s, so we thought, you know, may as well bring the boys over and say good day. So it's been good, mate. Been loving it over the last week. Got to the Ashes, like I said, on Saturday. It was probably the most lacklustre day, really. The first two sessions, there were two wickets, and me and my mate were standing at the back and missed both of them. So that was a good start for it. And then finally got some wickets and, had a bloke next to me that was talking a bit of smack with me for most of it and probably missed half of them. But it was good. Great day. A few beers and, good to catch up with a mate and, See the Aussies, although they lost, see the Aussies return the Ashes.
Would have been good to take the kids along to the cricket and have a bit of family fun.
Well, yeah, they didn't actually come along, Roo. Well, we got a bit of a day away, so Beck was kind enough to say, go along. And caught up with Heddy on the Saturday, Travis Head on the Saturday morning. He swapped over a couple of tickets for a few bottles of Hey Diddle, and a mate of mine was up from Switzerland, so he came along with me, and we were fortunate enough to have a few beers, so it was good fun.
See, Roo, that'll be a great story for those kids when they grow up. You know, someone says, "Have you ever been to the Ashes?"
Yeah.
Well, sort of. Nearly. Yeah, Dad left us home.
Yeah, my dad,
we're in London.
Dad left us home. You just tried to sell some bottles of wine to write off the whole tax on trip on tax advantages.
You've got to do it, mate. You've got to do it, Roo. You know that you're a businessman. I'm sure you would have taken. Done some deals in your time.
Family first.
Pay your fair bit.
Family first.
And, you know, I took Leo to the Ashes back in, not the Ashes, I took him to the Adelaide Test back in November or whenever it was, and it was the biggest pain in the butt.
We can all go to an Adelaide Test.
Mate, your wife dropped you off at the gate. Yeah. That's not taking him to the cricket.
That's nothing. Now, is it true the Aussie test team were drinking Hey Diddle, were they?
Oh, mate, yes. Yeah, well, they know quality, obviously. Yeah. And, Heddy was asking for it. He said, you know, the boys all want to drink Hey Diddle. They don't want the best. So, we ended up, like I said, caught up with Heddy on the Saturday morning and swapped a couple of bottles of red for a couple of tickets. And the boys were enjoying some after the win. After the game on, Monday night. So, yes, it was good. Good to see it in there.
Port Adelaide in the room. SANFL Grand Final, Ebo. Yeah, the boys will be pumped about that.
Yeah, they are, mate. And that's, I was there for the second semi when they got the win and knew they were going through the GF and the boys were pumped. So that's, you know, they've been in a couple of Grand Finals over the last few years and haven't been able to get it done. So I think, you know, everyone's switched on. And from what I can tell, everyone was... yeah, super excited about it. And I think that I'll be getting up early on Sunday morning and flicking on the TV over here. And, well, not the TV, I'll be getting the digital pass or whatever it is, getting the digital pass. But
be on prime time over there at the SNFL, wouldn't it?
Oh, I reckon. And, yeah, Sky Sport have picked it up, I think.
BBC One,
Definitely.
All right, well, Evo, enjoy the rest of your time over there in the UK and come back and rip into pre-season, mate. Have a good time and thanks for talking to us.
Of course, boys. Yeah, thanks very much and, cheers.
Very special day for all of us that work here at Triple M, the funeral of Danny Frawley and Roo. You're about to fly out to Melbourne.
Where's the trumpet? Well, I've got it here somewhere. You guys just... it's it.
Right, come
here
on.
We go. This is for you, Mud Flaphead. Das, I hope the Bullies win today, mate, but it's not about you.
Oh, Danny boy, the pipes are cold.
You can't be
That's
doing
for you,
that.
Das, you wanker.
Oh, no.
You drink your own bathwater, Das. Mud bites in the mirror.
This, ladies and gentlemen, is a grown man. Have a look at him.
The summer's gone and all the roses fallen. It's you must go and I must bide.
I've also had a gutful of you, JB.
But come
Reckon he's
back
our leader. Turns up whenever he wants, struts around, thinks he's found the cure to world poverty. What a joke.
Or when You're only just going. And white with snow. I'll be here.
And that's for you, furball.
In some
You be careful here. I've simply had enough. We'll get leading teams in at some stage.
Danny boy, I love you.
Down to Ferguson. Great tackle there from McNeil. A free kick. Yes. Magnificent tackle there.
And all the flowers are dying. And I am dead as dead.
Oh, God, I'm spewing. I missed this one. Soft fajitas. Cuban
fajitas. Come and find the place where I am lying. And kneel and say an ave there for me.
Yeah, the article's about Gary kicking 10 goals in 1994. Now, for those guys in Australia, Gary Lyon in 1994
versus the first semi-final versus Footscray.
Kick 10, that's right, he kicked 10.
And you'll bend down and tell me that you love me. And I will rest in peace until you come to me.
He's humble. He doesn't like talking about himself. He is the Don Bradman of our game. I'm sorry to get emotional, but I've lost it. Thank you.
Thanks, bud. Mate, we'll miss you.
Mental health, the main advice I'd say is speak to someone close to you and go and see a doctor. It's as simple as that.
But come ye back when summer's in the meadow, or when the valley's hushed and white with snow. I'll be here in sunshine or in shadow. Oh, Danny boy. Oh, Danny boy, I love you so.
Beautiful piece put together there by Triple M, Roo. Now, you're off to the funeral today.
Yes.
And I know, Roo, it's going to be a real tough day for you, but I would also suggest that it's going to be, as we try to say, a celebration of a great fella. And you're going to run into a heap of mates today and I think raise a glass and hopefully, as I say, have a celebration as well as the sadness and just remember a terrific fella.
Yep, it's going to be a horrible day, but it's got to be done. And, yeah, hopefully they get the balance right, Tits, between the sad stuff and the good stuff, because he was one of the best blokes you ever meet. So, yeah, we'll see how it goes and report back tomorrow.
Yeah. Ruud, can I just make a final comment as well? That I think, you know how we celebrated Are You OK Day recently, and we're told, you know, talk to a mate and ask them if they are OK. The one thing I've taken out of the life of Danny Frawley is that you never know, because as you heard with that piece there, the laughter, the jocularity, the piss-taking, if I can use that term, the fun, and yet deep down underneath all of that, yeah, there was a troubled soul. And that's what's so shocking for me, is that you look at a person like that and you do not know. You think, well, I only ever saw him laugh and joke and have a great time. It's such a wake-up call, isn't it?
Yep. There's so much to learn about mental health and depression. And, you know, if we can get something good out of Spud's death, we'll let's do it.
Yep. Let's hope so. Have a great day, everybody, on what will be a sad day. But we'll see you all tomorrow here on Triple M.